staff. I think we started the mission, but let's start over again. The
test
did Yudalom base. So we started the mission of Baruch base. Let's start again from Yudalom off the bottom. First he would give her to drink, and then he would sacrifice a mincha. Rabbi Shimon on there, first he would give her a mincha, first he would sacrifice a mincha, then he would give her to drink. So after Shneamar, he brings up Pesach, and he brings up Pesach goes for Rabban, v'chari yashkes, he shamay us amayim, so then afterwards he should give the woman the waters. If he gave the drink and then sacrificed the mincha, like Rabbanan said, Kshedra. So actually, as we said last week, it's an interesting thing that Rabbanan holds. Good evening. That Rabbanan holds that you give her the waters to drink, and then you sacrifice the mincha, which means she's still alive. The waters don't start poisoning her right away. You have because the mincha is what really kicks the process in. According to Rabbi Shimon, first you sacrifice the mincha, then you give the waters to drink, and then immediately she starts convulsing and dying if she's guilty. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss in some length. Mike, what's the logic of Rabbanan, who say that first you give it to drink, and then afterwards you bring her mincha, because it says, vo. The water should already be within her when you bring the mincha. My Talmud Rabbi Shimon, what's the logic of Rabbi Shimon? It says, v'chari yashkes o yisho. It says, afterwards, meaning after the mincha, you give the woman the waters to drink. Ma'amakayim Rabbi Shimon, Talmud Rabbanan. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the pasuk which the rabbis used, uba uba? So from this, they learn, Rabbi Shimon learns, kulhon, you have to give her all the waters to drink. Below miktasan, not just part of the water. She's got to drink up the whole elixir. Ma'amakai Rabbanan time, Rabbi Shimon. What did Rabbanan do with the pasuk of Rabbi Shimon? V'chari yashkes ha'isha ha'samayim. This is why al-karcho means if we already erase the Megillah and put the words in the water, and she says she doesn't want to drink, tough luck. For yashke, we make her drink. Al-karcho against the Wushlo B'Sotovso, even though it's not for her own benefit. And that's going to be the next mission, actually. We have an answer in it. It's fine. That if he gave her to drink and then after sacrificed the mincha, that is kosher, right? If he first gave her to drink and then you gave her the mincha, that's Rabbanan say to do. He says, but the evidence, it's okay. That if you sacrifice the mincha and afterwards you give it to drink, which is what Rabbi Shimon says to do, l'chatchila, shikshera. So ultimately, in the bottom of that final analysis, it doesn't matter which way you do it, right? Ma b'nei, what's the difference between doing that mitzvah? What's l'chatchila? What's the mitzvah to do? Rabbanan amrei mincha hi. Rabbanan says, the mincha hi shibot kasa. The mincha is what checks her. So therefore, first you give it to drink, and then you sacrifice the mincha, and the mincha checks her. Shimon amrei maimei b'kimosa. The water checks, and therefore, first you do a sacrifice the mincha, and then you give it the waters to drink. My time, the Rabbanan, what's the logic of the Rabbanan? Minchas zikaron mazkeres avon. It's the mincha of commemoration which also recalls the sin. So the mincha is what recalls the sin, and bang, bang, she's dead. My time, Rabbi Shimon, what's the logic of Rabbi Shimon? Ubo, the waters come in her, and the waters, of course, see the effect. Are you by half brother on which side? Oh, a half brother on the father's side, not a half brother on the mother's side. Okay. It was nice. It was nice. Mama came in a bonnet. Mama came in a bonnet on time of Shimon Ubo. What did Rabbanan do with the time reason of Rishim Uboba, which sounds like the waters come into her? Actually, it's important. I missed the Mishnah Carbonator. Because it says Uboba Maimam Orim Memorim. So it says, so it sounds like it's the waters which come in her and start, killing her. So Ma'amakai Rabbanan time Rabbi Shimon. What did Rabbanan do with Rabbi Shimon's pasuk? They use it to darshan. It spreads, it suffuses all her limbs. What does he do with that which the rabbis say? It says that the mincha, it commemorates the sin. So Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the waters actually checks her, that says a very interesting thing about that. He says, Lamed shekol avon shiyesh lo yizkor b'osho. Means that every affair she ever did comes back to haunt her at that time. Now, of course, she doesn't get killed because of those affairs. But later on, we're going to see tonight that if she has a schus, so she gets to linger a little bit. If she doesn't have a schus, she drops dead of convulsions on the spot. So all that affairs she ever did come to check up on her at this point to see if she'll get to linger or she'll die, you know, right now.
The Bible said that she could linger for months.
It's a Mishnah. Yeah, years. Linger for years. So that depends on the other avodah she committed. Okay? Rabbanan Amri, Kaisev Umochek. The Gemara repeats itself quite a bit here. Rabbanan Amri, Kaisev Umochek. You write, you erase. Umashke, you give it to drink. Umakriv, then you sacrifice the mincha. Shemir Kosev, you write. Umakriv. And then you sacrifice umochek, and you erase umashke, and you give it to drink. Kol am amoide, but everybody can see it. Shemechikas mucha lashkoya. You erase the megillah into the waters immediately adjacent to drinking. El the rabbanan amrei, just the rabbis say again. Kol save umochek, you write and you erase umashke, and you give it to drink umakriv, and you sacrifice. Rav Shemir kaisiv umakriv, you write and you sacrifice umochek, and then you erase umashke and give the drink. Tani, we learned loyalmi yachelu lach zorba atzloti kari minchasa. She can renege until the minchas brought. Karva minchasa parma and yishoyes that the mincha was sacrificed and she said, I'm not drinking. Ma'alarin oisa, we compel her. Umashkin oisa literally means we open up her mouth. Umashkin oisa ba'korcha and pour the water down her hatch against the will. Kir Rabbi Shimon. And this price obviously is going like Rabbi Shimon because it says that we sacrifice the mincha, and now we're first giving her the waters to drink. Baram kabanan kfar shasas, because according to Rabbanan, of course, she already drank before he brought the mincha. On that sin, enum misapekes lishtos. We learned that she doesn't finish drinking until she drops dead. Right? These tiny those say, she doesn't move from there until she drops dead. Madre enum aspekes lishtos, he who learned that she doesn't finish drinking until she drops dead, that's Rabbi Shimon who holds the water's checker. So therefore, immediately while she's drinking the water, she can start having her convulsions. He who says that if she wouldn't move from there before the convulsions will start, that's like Rabbanan, because Rabbanan are the ones who say that it's possible that the waters themselves do not start checking her. When does it start getting checked? After the mincha sacrifice. So it's not when the waters start coming down, but before she leaves the Azorah, she already starts having convulsions and dying.
Rabbi Shimon had an honest fear that this korban could have been an improper korban because she knew it didn't drink yet. That's why the Gemara was talking about forcing it down her throat. Because according to Rabbanan, they don't have such a fear.
What's the fear?
That the korban is not really the korban of a sota. That's the fear.
What makes the korban a sota? Why, if you give it before the waters are...
If you're forcing her to... If she already drank the water, like according to Rabbanan,
yeah.
Then the korban she brings afterwards is the korban of a sota. She drank the mayim water.
Right, which is good.
But according to Rav Shimon,
she's not yet a sota.
She's not yet a sota made of the king of the stira, but he didn't have the drinking of the Maimara. He's concerned about this korban of the sota not being a korban sota. It's just a korban. It's not followed by the Maimara. Therefore, he's concerned about shoving it down her throat. It's just an observation.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's true. No, I don't know if it's true that once we sacrifice the korban, we ram it down those sotas.
It doesn't
seem... You're right. He's concerned. That's a good deal. It is a good deal. That he says that once the korban is sacrificed, you have to shove it down the throat because otherwise, retroactively, it's like chulin bazara, the korban.
Yeah.
That's interesting. In other words, Korban HaBoz, no such chashash, no chashash Korban Bazar, because you already sacrificed the Korban. But according to him, you have to make a drink because the problem Korban Bazar. That's not bad. Okay.
I
give you credit for that one.
I was thinking the other way, that they have to, according to Rav Shimon, you have to make a drink because you already erased Hashem's name.
Yeah, but you say that's true, but that's in the next Mishnah. But here it's adding a nuance in this brisa that says Korban Minchasa. Even though you haven't erased Hashem's name, even though you only mark the Mincha, Korban Rav Shimon, you have to force it to drink. Korban Rabbana, you already forced it to drink earlier than that, right? But according to Rabbi Shimon, emphasizing that even if the Mincha is already sacrificed, you forced it to drink, even if the Megillah was not yet erased. Because so we have two concerns, eh? That once everybody is concerned, once it's erased, then it shouldn't be erasing Levat Torah. Besides, Rabbi Shimon is another concern that, which is pointing out that. Okay, it says more further. Mission further. Actually, Megillah, before the Megillah is erased, Armei Nishoyes, and Nishoyes doesn't want to drink. Megillah and Ignesis, he put the Megillah in Gneza. And her mincha scattered on the pile of ashes, which is on the which is somewhere in the Azara on the floor, because it is kadosh. She can't just take it and eat it for lunch. So it is kadosh, right? You can't use the Megillah for another sota. Megillah was erased for him, and she said, "Tamei ani am tamei, hamayim nishpachim, the waters are spilled, v'milchasam ispaseres al hadeshen, and her mincha is scattered on the deshen." Now that's what she said, "Tamei ani." But nimchokam Megillah, the Megillah was erased for him, ani shoysa, and she said, "I'm not drinking." Ma'arin osa, then we force her. We make her drink against her will. Okay? Says more further. Tani.
What point did she say to Manny? No, she didn't in this case.
Second to last case, she said to Manny, and that's why she conceded, so we're not going to make her die. But she just says, any choice, right? She says, any choice, we say, well, if you're not going to convince, you're not going to concede explicitly, so tough luck, we're going to make a drink. Okay, you see that? Before the Megillah is erased, even if she says any shoysa, that suffices. After the Megillah is erased, it's not enough for her to say any shoysa, she has to say tamei ani, otherwise we make her drink. Okay? Says Martani, we learned Megillah and Ignezes, where is Megillah put in Gneza? Tachas Tiyur Shalhechel, underneath the... I don't think this is actually in the Bavli, I'm pretty sure it's not. Under the hinge of the Hechel. Lama, so says more, why do you put it there? Bishvil shachka, in order to get it, put it under a hinge. What happens if you put something under a hinge? It erases it, right? Gets going to get rubbed out, right? So that's detrimental, because that's shame Hashem, right? So why would you put it there to get erased? So it says more, lu katan hayasham. There was a small hole there in which they used to put in Gneza. Now, I just read this according to the Gilian Ephraim. And the Mashbiach, they both read the same way. In fact, the Mashbiach quotes a Gilian Ephraim, which is really an interesting thing. For those of you who, I don't know if either of you read the Chosen or the Promise.
Chosen.
The Chosen, you read either of them?
Chosen.
Chosen. Okay, do you remember that this guy, Reuven Walter's father, I forget his name, he was the he used to amend texts and stuff like that. That was his thing. No, you don't remember, right? Okay, anyway.
The Talmud text.
He was into him in textual criticism of the Talmud. And Patak, the jerk, made him out into the hero and the old Rosh Yeshiva into backwards fanatics. But anyway, but here it's interesting because this is a case like that. Because the Ritbaz here had learned the conventional way. The conventional way to read it is, time lossi neses tachat si or shleichol lama. Why is it put there? In order to erase. And then this new sugya starts. When you learn, there was a small hole there in the ground, hamayim nishpachim, which the water was spilled. That's conventional way in the Korban Eder Pnei Moshe, or be that way. So the Korban Eder Great Bas has a lum the shakasha based on this, because the Rambam paskins that a Megillah Saita, the Megillah site that has to go into Geniza. And Mechtei, here you see, and you're not allowed to erase it. And here you see, you can erase it, right? Which sounds like it's not Kodesh at all. So, as a matter of fact, the way the Ritbaz learns this Gemara, he's saying, you dafka have to erase it. If you can't erase it for the purpose of the Saita, you erase it by putting it under the hinge of the door so it gets erased, right? Therefore, the Ritbaz has a kasha. Because if that's the case, how can the Rambam paskin against the sugya that says that he's dafka erase it, which sounds like it has no kedusha? The Rambam paskin the Gil Saita is it does have kedusha. So he wants to say a classic yeshivish answer, lomdish answer, that you have that there's two sugyas which argue with each other. This sugya holds there's no kedusha, but we had back in the first in the second parak that you can't write a Megillah Saita on Or Behemah Tmeya. Remember that we had the camera? So he says that sugya argues on this sugya. That sugya holds that it does have kedusha, because otherwise you could write an Or Behemah Tmeya. Hi, this one holds he doesn't have kedusha, and therefore you dafka you erase it. So the sugyas argue, and the Rambam paskins like that sugya, which says it has kedusha. That's his miyash of the Rambam. That's true if you read it, not like the Gilin Ephraim Mashpiach, because then you come again, you read it, because that means you grind it up, because it has no kedusha. But the way the Gilin Ephraim Mashpiach read it, it takes away the Okasha. Just by amending the reading of the text, not even amending the text itself, just by punctuating it differently. We learn, because once you learn, time lost in Ignaza Sachasu Shahekho, Loma Bishfil Shachka, is in order to erase it. No, Lukatan Hayasham. There was a small place to put it there, which actually that would keep it and preserve it. And according to that, there are no sugyas. There is no sugya which holds you can erase it. Not this sugya, not any sugya. And therefore, the Rambam is legitimate, who says that you have to put it in a place where it's preserved. So it's a classic example of how different reading of a Gemara, and now you don't have to be, that changes everything, you don't have to be conservative or conservadox, or it could be the Gilin Ephraim or the Mashbiach and do the same thing, and it comes out fine.
Why would they want to erase Hashem's name by grinding it up? I mean, it still has Hashem's name.
That's true. It's a very severe thing. The way they.
I wouldn't even have thought.
Yeah, but that's how the Korban Eda and the Pnei Moshe learn. So, Pnei Moshe says, I don't know. It's a very strange thing. It should be ground up in order that it shouldn't be mizbaza. I mean, go to mizeh. But okay. So anyway, but you're right. I don't know. The Havamin is strange. And I thought maybe there's some lumbus, you know, it's written for the purpose of Mechika, so it's not Nimchak this way, it's got to be Nimchak another way, I don't know. But I've given the front much beer, I don't have to answer anything. Anyway, so now, according to them, of course, Hamayim Nishpachim is the beginning of the next sugya. Not Lu Katan Hayosham Hamayim Nishpachim, rather Hamayim Nishpachim is the beginning of the next sugya. The waters you throw out, if she refused to drink, the waters you throw out, Tani Ein Behem Mishum Kedusha, they have no Kedusha. Maulik Bol Behem Mesatit. Can you use them then? Okay, it's a mixture of cement. Says my marvakach, hamayim nishpachim. Why not? Water that's spilled. So tani yesh ben mishum kedusha. Another Bible says it does kedusha, which we don't paskin like. Now that's again one way of reading it. There's no way of reading, which is the way the Mashpiach reads it, which is going back a line. Mali b'am esatit. Marvakach. Can you use them to mix cement? Says Gemara marvakach, hamayim nishpachim tani yesh ben mishum kedusha. So if you put the punctuation after Tani means that it's going back and saying, we just brought a brisa that the waters are spilled out. What do you think? It's got Kedusha? So instead of reading it, Tani, Yesh, Behem, Shem, Kedusha, which would be a brisa which argued by just putting the punctuation between the Tani and the Yesh, then you have two separate sets, there is no argument here. It's just ending on a questioning note, you know, confrontational note, kind of. And so again, according to Mashpiach, it said, Mali Bola Satit, Mabakach, Maim Nishpachim Tani, Yesh, Behem, Shem, Kedusha. And so, therefore,
sarcastic,
right, sarcastic, okay. So, interesting. Nimchukha Megillah. Once the Megillah is erased from a Tmeyani, she says, Tmeya, Ani, that she actually admits she's Tomei, Hamayim Nishvagn, the water spilled, and Minchasim is Pazeres Agabi Deshet. The I'm distracted because I forgot to tell you something not that important. But there's a kind of a long ridbas, a longish ridbas, which talks about why the water doesn't have kedusha after all the water comes from the kior. The water comes from the kior, it's have kedusha. So the ridbas, the name of the carbonate says, the reason why it doesn't have kedusha because nasa mitzvosim, because we need to check her out. We checked her out, she said to Mayani. Well, so the ridbas doesn't like that because nasa mitzvosim means we did something with the water. Not that the water achieved some, you know, deterrent of purpose by getting her to confess or something like that. So he has a long discussion of whether may Kior have Kedusha and where the Kedusha, and maybe once they're in the Kior, they already don't have Kedusha. Whole discussion, which is not really exciting. I just wanted to tell you that there is discussion about whether the water which comes from the Kior is Kedusha or not. Okay, so getting back to the Gemara here. Again, Nimchukah Megillah. The Megillah is raised from Rama to Mayani, and she says, "I'm Tommy. I'm Mayim. Mishpachin. The waters are spilled. The Minchasim is paseres. The Kabedeshin. The Mincha scattered on the Deshin. Right? And it says it doesn't distinguish here when the Mincha scattered and when the Mincha under what circumstances the Mincha scattered and what the circumstances it's not. Adam Ras teaches us that Mincha is kedol sota kedesha. The Mincha v'soita is holy. Actually, because the Megillah, even before the Megillah is written, because otherwise you draw a distinction and say when is it scattered on the deshen? When it's written after, when the Megillah was already written. When the Megillah was not already written, you can use it for your lunch. Since it doesn't say that, our mission just says generically, no matter what you scatter on Gabi Adeshin, it must be the Minchas Kaddish even previously. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Rabun says the subsequent Mishnah, Amr Masnisa, Amr Kain says even more. It says, Shebala, Bala, Bala, Baderech, that even if her husband had relations with her on the way to the Beis HaMikdash, and as you know, then the waters don't work, nevertheless the Mincha is Kaddish. Because it doesn't draw a distinction, and it just says that even in such a case, you scatter the Mincha on the Deshen. So obviously the Mincha is Kaddish from the time it's put into the Egyptian basket on the road. You know, even the Ridbaz speaks about that also a little bit. Normally say Kli Shoris is Mekaddish, right? But here obviously since it's supposed to be brought in Kfifa Mitzris, so I guess once you put it in the Kfifa Mitzris, in the Egyptian basket, it raises Mekaddish. Okay? Says Mora. Nimcho kamigilav, she the mechilagil is a race farmer, she said, any shreis, I don't want to drink. Mayana so, we force him, mashmashkin so about korcha, hakorah, we force him to drink against the will. Lama, why should garma l'shem l'shimachay? Because you caused the name to be erased. Now, here the one says something very funny, not funny, it's not humorous. And I really should look at the Bavli, but today, under the doctor's orders, I took a nap. Kama yimchok, how much do you have to, Kama Yimcho. How much is erased of the Megillah in order that you can't you force it to drink? So it sounds like Shem Hashem doesn't even have to be erased. Once you start erasing the Megillah, it's as if you erase the Shem Hashem. I guess because the whole Megillah gets Kedusha. You know, we learn. I don't think it's in here in the Yerushalmi in the Saita, but we have elsewhere in Torah in the Gemara. That the one wants to learn the minimum shear of a parsha from Parsha Sota. The minimum shear of a parsha in the Torah that could have Kedusha. Sefer Torah Shebola. I think we had him in Masechta Megillah. I don't remember where we had it. A Sefer Torah Shebola, which got worn out, as long as the same number of letters as Parsha Sota has, which is the minimum amount of letters which can be written as an independent text of Torah. So that's enough to make give it Kedusha. So here's what it sounds like. Even though the Shem Hashem is what we're so makbin on, but nonetheless, once you start erasing this parsha, then already you make a drink. Because that's what I was about to say. Tanachina Beshamarim Achas. Once one letter is erased, Vesomarim Shtaim. No, only if two letters are erased.
We had this about a week ago about the shear for erasing.
We did? Not about Shabbos? About
no,
Sotah, we had it?
You
asked? We had this?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you mention it, I think it does sound familiar.
I made the analogy that it's like erasing one letter versus two letters.
So that's on Shabbos. You're probably right. Now I can remember we had something like this. Probably I slept through it. But you're right. It's an internet. We did have it somewhere. It sounds like we had it somewhere. So in any event, so he says once one letter is two letters, one letter is erased. Only two. the two letters are right. And the Kormeir says, as far as because, and I think you're right, I think we actually had this in the past, that it's because two letters are the shear, which it is to write the Yud K. Oh, so right. Oh no, it's not the Pnei Kormeir, it's the Gemara. Says the Mara Beisil, Mara Shtayim, Mara Ravila, Taman Beisil, Kadeh of Yud K. That's the amount of letters it takes to take right Yud K. So we had it somewhere earlier, huh? Okay, just goes to show that one should stay awake when one is teaching. This would be very helpful to do so.
I'll offer that myself.
Right. Good things happen to those who stay awake. Okay. Says the Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Chimi de mashkin azu leboitka." I don't understand. Says Rabbi Akiva, "Why do we give this woman to drink? We give her to drink in order to check her. Kvari beduka matukenas. She's already fixed up. Once she says any shoysa, even though she didn't say tmeani, I'm telling you, it's de facto she's conceding." That she has no business in this marriage and she must exit, right? So therefore that's sufficient. Why would you make her go through with it? Maybe you're going to kill her. Says Ella sub Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, Omer's any shoysa. Somebody says they're not drinking. Omer's tmeani. It's like somebody says, tmeani loch. Anit me loch. And therefore, she doesn't go out to drink. Not like our Mishnah. He argues on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says only if she said to Manny, only if she said, I'm Tommy, does she not go out to drink. Not if she said any choice. So
that's like a no-no contender.
Right, no-no contender, right. For Leis Rabbi Akiva, what about it? Doesn't Akiva hold the following price? Following price says, Marino solistos achpone morikos. Umashkino solikorcha. I'm not sure this price is phrased correctly. I would, if I would have my druthers, I would kind of tinker with the language here. But I'm going to just use a little bit of a steam shovel and try and explain the way it's written. It says that we force it to drink until her face turns green, and then we continue to force it to drink against her will. Now, the way I would rather change it is, Achipanamoricos, but as her face turns green, Marina so she's supposed to be compelled to drink. Anyway, so it says there that we make her drink, and sounds like Rabbi Akiva might agree with that too. How can you agree with that? So it says, well, yes, it's like she's skillily stos. If she began drinking, she took a sip, and her face turned green, she says, no, I'm not drinking any more of this stuff. So then, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that we make her continue to drink. When does Rabbi Akiva say we stop arguing our Mishnah and says if she says I'm not drinking, you can't make her go on and drink? Before she began. But once she started, even though her face turns green, she realizes, better stop now. But as long as she doesn't say Tmeani, at that point even, she just says Eini Shoysa, we make her finish the batch. Okay? What happens if she throws up? That's a good question. What happens? I don't know. Good question.
Maybe she doesn't know the wording. If she said she knew what word to say, then she would stop. In other words,
they probably ask her.
So do they tell her?
Yeah, they probably lead her on.
To say, your tomato.
I would say that the odds are that we do give her that.
But it's not Mark.
Yeah, it's not Mark. But that's just my hunch. That's one of his jobs. And it's better so she doesn't finish drinking. I should put in Moricos before her face starts turning green. Fenea Boltos, her eyes start bulging. The Mismalis get him and her sinews start sticking out, her limbs. Fenea, they say, oh, Tzio, get her out of the Beis HaMikdash. So at the time he says, Zara, you shouldn't defile that Zara by dying here. Imesh Luskos, if she has a merit, Tolala, it lets her linger. Yeshlus Tolala Shora, there's a merit which lets her linger for a year. Shanachas, Yeshlus Tolala Beishnaim, some let her linger for 2 years. Yeshlus Tolala Shol Shanim, that let her linger for 3 years. Mikrana Rabben Azar, Fevet Azai Toras, Chayabotam Lulamidis Bito Torah. A person must teach his daughter Torah. She can teach her, why? Because it's born to teach her daughter Torah. No! She can teach her that if she drinks, and she becomes a sight to your daughter and drinks the waters, you should know the reason why she survived is because she had some schus. He had to teach her this Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Meir Amlamed is Bita Torah, a very famous Mishnah, or infamous, depending on your perspective. Elazar Meir Amlamed is Bita Torah, somebody who teaches his daughter Torah. Milamda Tiflis is teaching her romances, frivolous things. Rabbi Yeshua Meir, Roy Taisha Bakava Tiflis, a woman prefers, I don't know if this is true about modern American society, but a woman prefers to be poor, but to be have romance with her husband, and to be very rich, Lupicius, and be separate from her husband. I don't know.
This is appropriate for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's nice and romantic, but I don't know if it's true anymore. Lupicius, Huayayim, I used to say, Chassid Shaita, a foolish Chassid, Russia Arum, sharp-witted Russia, Arum doesn't mean naked here, but means somebody who's full of treachery, Arma, Isha Prusha, a woman who makes herself holy, Umakas Prushim, and the blow inflicted by the people who make themselves holy, Harelum Mevalel, these are the people, or Mechalel, these are the people who destroy the world. In all this case, it will be explained by the Gemara. Velokain, says Gemara, and if not, it says that in our Mishnah, right, it says that before she finishes drinking, she starts turning green. So, and if not, well, if she, meaning, to, isn't it obvious that we continue to give it, it's hard to translate. I'm not even sure the gear says correct, but he says, it sounds like she doesn't finish drinking. Then we learn that she has to finish drinking. Blokane, Savina, Maymar, Kuvla, Mitzosan. Then we learn that she has to that she has to drink all the water is not part of them. So what do you mean? It says before she finishes drinking, she starts convulsing. But we have to give her all of it to drink, right? So it says more, it's a figure of speech in our Mishnah. It doesn't mean literally before she finishes drinking. It means right when she finishes drinking, as if it happens before it happens. Kiddush Domar says, as if a person says, "Lost be piled the Mishnah." So and so did not finish drinking Adis Chalcha before he began convulsing. But really, the convulsions only really occur after she finishes drinking. Okay, because she has to finish the whole batch. That's the halacha. Okay, Yeshlus to Lasharachas is a merit which keeps around for 1 year. Yeshlus to Lashanachas is a merit for 2 years. Yeshlus to Lasharachas is a merit for 3 years. Yeshlus to Lasharachas, there's some merits which are 1 year merits, were whittling out from the Vuchanetzar. Because Sas Yachin Treyas, so he got it to come up and after 12 months. And those 12 months he was extended because Daniel taught him how to do Tzedakah. Yeshlus to Lasharachas is a schus which keeps a person alive for 2 years. That we learn from Amnon. Amnon, after the episode with Tamar, Avshalom took 2 years to taking took her 2 years until he took revenge from him. It says there, Vahilish Nosayim Yomim. Yeshchus Shetel Sholoshim. Sometimes it's 3 years. Me'achav. Me'achav says Vayeshu Sholoshim. They sat for 3 years. Emilchama ben Aram ben Yisrael. There's no war between Aram and Yisrael until the final war, in which Achav fell. Amr Rabbi Yosi said, "Not you know what? No more. We could say it's no riot to our Mishnah." Because our Mishnah sounds like even if she had a schus beforehand, that schus works to save her for the next 1, 2, or 3 years. But it could mean these cases enumerated that during those 1, 2, or 3 years, these people, the Buchanetzar, Amnon, and Achav, were doing the schus during those whole 1, 2, 3 years. So in which case, not comparable to our Mishnah, which the schus was something prior, which stretches into the future, where the schus made was contemporaneous and protective as they were going along, right? Rabbi Yossi says, "No more kol osin shnei mesel chodesh osin mitzvos." All those 12 months, for example, Luchanetz was involved in mitzvos, and the Shari Torah Yisrael says, I don't know where he gets it from, but he knows much more about this than I do. But the word mitzvos in Yerushalmi always means tzedakah. Generically means tzedakah. So maybe Luchanetz means tzedakah all those 12 months. Also by Amno. Maybe call us and say Shalim all those 2 years. So, but there is a Torah. And by the Amrata, what tells us this? By the 3 year guy, by Achav.
Actually, did you see the Korbanator?
Yeah, I know there was Tzedakah. But he's the Shari Torah still say mitzvahs means Tzedakah. It's not just mitzvahs in general, but mitzvahs always means Tzedakah. So even Chosav Vaidom Radov Yeshu Shol Shonim says by Achav they sat for 3 years. Hey, Milchama ben Adam Yisrael, an army ben Yisrael. So what's my issue? Kosher said the 3 years passed. What does it mean? They were sitting. They were sitting and learning. That's what it meant. So Achav was sitting and learning. Yeah. It was Atikeres, but he believed he sat and learned. And I was like,
Zevo.
What?
She was worse, Zevo.
Yeah, Zevo was teaching in the feminist class.
She was the OSS.
The OSS, that's right. Okay. Says it further. You said it, not me. Says it further. Mincha Zikor, getting back to our Mishnah. It said, now this actually, the more here is a little bit out of order. Mara actually asks a question which really should follow the answer. I mean, the answer gives us information which we really need to know in order to understand the question. Mincha Zikor and Klau is really, let's say Mincha Zikor is a Klau. Mazker Savon is a Prat. Now what we don't know is that, how do we know this Chus is Toilah? Mara didn't tell us yet, but I'll tell you, because the Korbanator told me, or the Moshe. So now I understood the Gemara. He says, how do we know this Chus is Toilah? Because it says, Mincha Zikor. And Zikaron is good. Maskeres Oven is bad. So Mincha Zikaron means at the same time that the Mincha checks her out, it's Maskeres Oven, it's also Mincha Zikaron. And therefore, like we said before, it's Zeicher Ola Averis, it's also Zeicher Ola Mitzvahs. So therefore, that this Mincha is what causes the Zikaron for good to have her the capacity, give her the capacity to linger. So it says, well, how do you know that? Maybe they're both talking about bad. Mincha Zikaron is a klal, is a general statement. Maskeres Savan is a prat, a specific statement. Klal prat, and it's a klal, general statement, a prat, and a specific statement. Eim a klal, a mashem prat. The klal is also like the prat. Just like the prat is about Averis, the klal is also about Averis. I know there's alluding to her schuyos.
It says about the logic.
You say that. That it's only about negative things. Lo nimtzei smidas adimu kubachas. Does it not undermine the capacity of midah k'neged midah, which is called midas adin? My midas papuronus, if the midas puronus, the midah of retribution, which is generally less, or, you know, less expansive. Harehi maskeres, it reminds us of the puronus. Midas atov meruba, the atov which is good. Alachas kama, Kavachomer, that it's going to, the mincha is going to remind us of it. In other words, basically we're saying that if the mincha is a remembrance, it's got a remembrance for good things. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu never remembers just bad without the good. It's not the meat of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. On the contrary, the meat of Kodesh Baruch Hu is always to mitigate the bad with good to an even greater extent. So it's Ela Mincha Zikaron, so therefore, Mincha Zikaron Yesh Lo Eschus. Masker Savon Eloschus, right? The Mincha Zikaron is about the positive, Masker Savon is the negative. Time Rabbi Tafran Omer, Rabbi Tafran argues, he says, Kozu Zichron, the Shinem, or Batari, or Taiva. Eight times it says, because Zichron in the Torah, it's Hashem remembers, in the Torah it's for good, Chutzmizu, except for this one, Shuvah Shal Poronos, where it is for bad. Omer Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva argues, and says, like we said before, Ilu Ne'emar Maskeres Avon, Shosik, if it were just who said Maskeres Avon, and would have been silent, I see American Rabbi Akiva saying, because it is bad. I don't mean Mincha Zikaron, but besides it, that means Mincha Zikaron, and that is Eina El Toiva, that is also for the good. Tani. Rabbi don't mean B'Shem B'Lozim and Masu. This is the name of B'Lozim and Yasa. Ari Omer, it says, Mim Loni Mesa Isha Tahara. He says, the woman was not Tame, she's Tahar. B'Chena Yadim, she Loni Tma Isha, she Tahar. What are we, dumb? We don't know if the woman is not Tame, that she's Tahar. Duh. So it says, Maramata Muhammad Tari, why does it say she's Tahar? Rather, it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu pays her back for her degradation. She was barren. Nifgedes, she'll become fruitful. Yoles Mitzav, she was giving birth with anguish. Yoles Berevach, now she's going to give birth easy, thank you. Ku'urim, she gave birth to ugly kids. Yoles Noim, she'll have nice looking kids. Shchayim, black kids. Yoles Levonim, she now should give birth to white kids. Kitzarim, short kids. Yoles Arukim, she'll give birth to long kids. Tall kids, I guess. Nikevos, and she gave birth to females. Yoles Charim, now she'll give birth to males. Okay? Echad, if she gave birth to one, Yoles Naim, she'll have twins. So I'm a little Rabbi Shimon, instead of Ben Lokish, should be according to Shai Torah Yisrael, Bar Yochai, because discussion of Tanoim here. Ana Hashem Bayochai. Im Kein Yechol Kol Nashim Yiskalku Shul Shei Pagus Matu. All women will go, and I will be over convinced you in order to get pregnant. Right? Says my Isa Yizera Kosher Velo Zera Apostle. He holds that beforehand, if she had juvenile delinquents, now she'll have upstanding members of the community. And that Rav Shimon holds it's not enough to make her drink. If you promise her that if she didn't have kids before, now she'll have kids, then of course you're going to go drink. But you just promise her before you had juvenile delinquents, now you'll have little angels. So she'll say, "Eh, I can do that through my education without the Me'am Morim assisting me in this." So therefore, there won't be incentive for the drink. Okay, Benazai, the local Rebbe knows of Benazaiah. Benazai says you should teach your daughter Torah. It's not a Rebbe Loza Benazaiah. The Tanya, this is a Gemara Chagiga, but the Gemara Chagiga doesn't give it the spin which it has here. Tanya, Maisa Rabbi Gemara in the Bavli Chagiga. Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Akil Lazar Chasma, Shumachim Yavne Lut, they were going for Yav to Lut. The Yigvil Sabi Shubi Vkiyin, and they met Rabbi Yeshua in Bekir. And so he said to them, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Machi the shayol chem bebeis amed the shayol." What was the chiddush in the beis medrash? And they said, "Akol timat tamidecha." We're all your students. We mechon ashat mitzvah kiyum waters. We want to hear your chiddush. So he said, "Nevertheless, afilu kein eiv shar lebeis amed shaloi yetsur dvar chodesh b'chol yom." It's not shaykh that is beis medrash without some new insight every day. Mishav Hashem, who was there that this week? Amalek says, "Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah." So what parasha do you speak about? Hakel Islam Anoshim Anoshim Atam. Spoke of mitzvah of Hakel. Umamra, but what do you say about it? He said, "Hol Vanoshim Boim Lumod." Understand, the men come to learn. Vanoshim Boz Lishmoa, the women come to hear. But Ataf Lomahim Boim, the Lahim Boim, why do the kids, the young kids, Lomaba, Elalitain Skanavim, to give reward to those who bring to them that they brought them to Yerushalayim? To show them, to reward them for their mysterious nefesh, or, you know, going through the trouble of bringing them to Jerusalem. So in any event, the reason why we're bringing this down here is in order to manifest that women should not learn. Because it says, Hanoshim Boz Lishmoya. The Yerushalayim Bavli didn't really emphasize that, but it said, when it says women came Lishmoya, it's not to learn. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds not like Kol Malam Bito Teira Kilum Lam Betiflus. It's only to listen. Okay? Says the Mar Rabbi Shua said, Armelem, in a Dori Osom, a generation is not orphaned. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shabbat Sochel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's one of its members. Matruna Shua is Rabbi Elazar. A certain noblewoman asked Rabbi Elazar, a good question, this is also somewhere in the Bible, I literally don't remember why. Bibnei Ma, why, there was one sin by the Maisego, worshipping of Avodah Zarah, and they died in three ways. Some people died by sword, some people died by disease, and some people died by plague. So not by disease, I meant by, you're right, that they died by being checked like soda waters, right? Moshe Rehan of Diego. So it says more, Amar Lassa, he said, so quite a good question. So what do you answer to her? It says, Ein chachmasa shel isha ela b'pilcha. Women only have no wisdom except for weaving. The chsiv kol isha chachmas le b'yodea tavu. All women all who are wise wove with their hands. Amar Lassa, so needless to say, she left in a huff, in an acrimonious mood. Amalel Hurkanus Penelso Hurkanus aside, son, Tenrit said to Rabbi Elazar, "Dad, Yeshushalola Shiva Dom Rechem Yitar, in order not to tell her one thing from the Torah, Bata Mimeni, caused me to lose Shlosh Mil's Kura Meiser, Bechol Shah." This woman, she was supporting my yeshiva. She gave her 300 Kura Meiser every year. It was an astronomical style sum, and now you made me lose it. So he said, Amalel, he saw one of the classic lines of Shah. Let the words of Torah burn and not be given to women. Okay.
Reason number 727. Why women
burn? Isn't that dramatic?
And he was a moderate.
And he was a moderate. Yeah. So the
he didn't even go to the bottom line.
They're having an international conference on feminism and orthodoxy in New York next week or sometime coming up. So someone should stand outside with banners. It's our food every time by Muslim and Russian. Anyway, the...
hold up the sign. Test Zion.
So, Naaman, this is like... there's a famous sheet of the Maharshal. Maharshal says, Rav Shechter brings this down in his tshuva against women's minyanim, that who says, Gemara Baba Kama says, the Kohen asks the Jews, is it true that your religion lets Jews off the hook if they're oxen gore non-Jewish, you know, the oxen of non-Jews? And they answered yes. And they asked him another series of questions like that, and all the answers they gave were politically incorrect, and he got in big trouble. So the question is, why didn't they just lie? So he says, Marshall says, you're mechuyev to die rather than falsify Torah precepts. So we don't actually paskin that way, it seems. We don't paskin when the Ori Vayavars. Right? But this is a similar Gemara. In other words, he says, what can I do? It's true you lost the support of your yeshiva. But integrity demands that we don't tell women Torah. So there goes the whole theory. Right? That was Rabbi Lozzi, who was from Beit Shammai, who was different. Okay. Sorry, when she went out, he pushed her off because he didn't want her to teach her. What are you going to respond to us? Why talk with the three types of death? So we have several answers here. Anybody who had witnesses and warning, he would be killed by court, meaning by sword. If he had witnesses, but he had not gotten warning, Nivda Kasoti would drink the waters with the Egla Zov dust, and that would check him like a sota. Lo Edim Lo Asra, there are no witnesses and no warning, Haimes Magave, the God took care of him with the plague. Rav Aleba Sisi Tavai, when they said a different take, I mean, they said, if you did the worst kind of avodah, Zibeach, sacrifice, Keter put the, on top of an altar, Nisech and libated, Hayemes and Basin Basukul. Tipeach, you would just clap, Rike, you dance, Siche, you laugh, Hayenivtak a Saita, you would check like a Sota. Samach Belibo, it was just happy in his heart, Hayemes Magay for the Dino Play. Period. Okay. Next issue in our Mishnah. Ezu Chasid Chaita, who's a stupid Chasid? Raw Tinakum of Abebinar, you see a child drowning in the river. Armin said, when I take on my tefillin, I see letter. So it doesn't stop Rabbi going to water with tefillin. That's a chassid shaita. Aim shucholetz is shucholetz tefillin, as he said, comes tefillin, zeh, this guy, loses life. Similarly, what's a chassid shaita? Raw tain of b'chor, if he sees a first fruit of a fig, b'zman hazeh, when there's no mitzvah b'chorim anymore. But he says, Omar, b'misha efka b'tchilat nenolo, I'm going to give it to the first person I see. That's like my form of hektesh. You know, like, I'm going to consecrate it to whoever comes first. So that's stupid. It's not smart, it's stupid. If you're going to do something constructive with it, that's one thing. But just pretend you're doing b'chorim, and give it randomly to the first person you see. Anyway, that's tam, you know, chassid shoita. Has to be with a plan, with a program, with some good reason. And certainly, it's about bikurim, it's brought down because bikurim are not knowing this man is anymore. Ra na ra marasa, or another case, you see a betrothed girl, for a rat, and it should be ishakra, and somebody's running after her. And you don't save her. So you see something, you say, yeah, I don't want to kill somebody. Allah is, you're allowed to kill somebody in order to save the girl from rape. Okay? Rosh Aram, what's a Rosh Aram? Zeshumo, a treacherous Rosh Aram. Shumore kulo salatsmo, he's making for himself. The chumas lachem, and does chumas for other people. I skip?
No, I'm sorry.
No, I did. Yeah. Okay. It's like this. Everybody wants to be machmir himself. And do the chumis of both. You're a fool. walking in darkness. Now that's before the Basco came out. Voice came out from the heavens. She got the Basco. Once the voice came out from the heavens, what Basco came out? The Basco came out and said, both the words of the living God, or the living words of God, we said, why is it authoritative? And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Be Yavne Yotzas Pasco." The Yavne came out in the Pasco came out Yavne. That's how you knew it was authoritative. Says the Gemara, "Isha Prusha." What's a woman literally separates herself from the world? So it's interesting. The interpretation means a woman who makes a mockery of Divrei Torah, and it gives an example. The Talmud says a light of oh, it says that Leah came out to Yaakov, and she said, "You're going to come to me tonight." And it says Vayishkav Amah Belayla, we lay with her that night. So there, a woman who's a pusher might say, "It's not nice." Leah was explicit, and we know now to be explicit about wanting to have a relationship with your husband. I'm better than Leah. That's called Nisha Prusha. A woman who says, "I'm better than she is," because I don't go around asking my husband explicitly to have relations. Says the Gemara, what taka went on there? But Amrayevo Kiv Yochelheb Machshava. Now, different interpretations here, but I think the right interpretation is, of course, my interpretation. My interpretation is that it means that Yaakov, it's as if Yaakov was in her thought process. Because the reason why now to be Tovei Bepeh is because it's pretestic. But we know the obviously most, their whole Kavana was the Shem Shemayim to have the Shiftei Kah. So he could perceive in her thought that she was thinking the Shem Shemayim, and that's why he agreed to be with her that night. The Kormenei is a more amazing pshat, which I don't think is really pshat. Kormenei says that Hayama Machshava means she didn't actually say light of all. She thought it. The pasuk is attributing to her as if she said it, but she didn't actually say it. She just thought it. It's an interesting understanding of how the Torah writes things. Anyway, the way I interpret it, continue on. Amrei Avoh Kivyoh and Machshava. Who levado yedeh? He on Yaakov alone knew. Shelo lo daita b'shulam and shvatim. Her intent was only to have shvatim. Period. Umakos pushim. What's a makos pushim? Zeshu knows an eitzel the yisoyim lavriach mezonos min amana. So he gives an eitzel to yisoyim to the orphans not to have to pay the widow mezonos anymore. Kato armo to the Rabbi Shuvsi. It was the widow Rabbi Shuvsi, the widow Shuvsi. So she was wasting the property and acquiring her mezonos. Asun yasmaya, the kirvun lo Rabbi Loza. So the assignment came to Rabbi Loza. Armonzi said, "Man avi lochem, what can I do for you? Vatun shatin, you're idiots. You should pay more attention to what she takes and what she land she sells in order to raise money." Now, in the meantime, nafak kisova says kisova, but it's a mistake according to Shai Tos Yisrael, the Mashbiach, and the Oruchi in the bottom. Should be Navak Sova. Rabbi Lez's scribe went out, and he was the Rasha. He was the Rasha Aram. Armeloni said to them, Neimelchom Meimar, let me tell you, if the Chon Garme, what to do, and what Rabbi Lez would have you do. If the Chon Garme Chom is Abi, pretend you're about to sell the property. So he used to say she's going to get frightened and she's going to try and collect her ksuva ahead of time. And once she collects her ksuva, she loses all her rights. You could just dump her out of the house and not sustain her anymore. She's going to demand a ksuva. She's going to lose her right to food. They did that. Barumsha that evening, Asa, she came to Karvitz Kabbalezer and she went and complained to Kabbalezer. Amrissa, he said, "What can I do? Zumakos prushim nokaba." This is the blow delivered by a person who's a false frumak. He took an oath that was never his intent. It's just that this jerk of a soifer, which he had, who remains anonymous, is the one who came up with this idea and gave it to this fair, the people who were the Simon who were complaining.